Now tonight, a very special concert is taking place in Dublin's Vicar Street venue. One of Ireland's most celebrated musicians, Donal Lunny, will be presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the annual RTE Radio 1 Folk Awards. We'll be discussing this event in more detail with our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke in just a moment. But first, let's play a reminder of the musical magic that Donal Lunny has shared with audiences through the years. This is the sound of him singing and playing with Planxty. On the line there, we can hear that very familiar voice of Donal Lunny. The RTE Radio Awards will be taking place in Vicar Street, and so while the rest of the names of the award winners are still a surprise, we do know that Donal Lunny is one of them, a very worthy recipient, many will agree.
Yes, well, this evening, this celebration for Donal Lunny, one of the most significant figures in folk and traditional music really ever to come out of Ireland. It is very hard to overstate his impact. I mean, he's a multi-instrumentalist. Interesting listening to him singing there. When you look back at his catalogue, so rarely is he the star of the moment of a piece of music. He's always there producing, arranging, driving something forward. And really, he's the musician's musician. And I mean, just a reminder of the catalogue we're talking about here. He was a key member of the groundbreaking Planxty, listening to it there, Christy Moore, Liam O'Flynn, of course, and Andy Irvine. Then he moved on to the Bothy Band, much loved. Then the Moving Hearts. And that just brings us to the 1980s. An amazing acclaimed producer as well. He'd set up Mulligan Records label. He's composed soundtracks for a wide range of projects. Has produced albums for jaw-dropping artists. Everybody from Elvis Costello, Kate Bush, Paul Brady. Served as a musical director in the critically acclaimed TV series Bring It All Back Home. So all the time at the heart, the absolute heart of pushing this revival of Irish folk music. You know, we owe him a great debt in terms of that.
And he hasn't finished creating new sounds at all. Tonight he'll be unveiling his latest group called Dark Horse. So tell us about this new musical venture for him.
Very hard to stop this man. Yes, I mean, over the last years, there was that reunion of the Bothy Band, that lovely documentary on T.G. Cahir, and now Donal Lunny's Dark Horse, and it's a great lineup. Wonderful musicians, Sean McKeown and pipes, Pauline Scanlon and vocals, and lots of special guests joining things. Zoe Connor will be joining them then this evening. But it just reminds you that he just never stops. It's just the latest in Donal's long career of producing these remarkable ensembles and collaborations and pushing the sound and pushing and bringing musicians together. And I presume when you get the call from Donal Lunny, you just say yes, where and when. You know, that's, it's such a compliment. And we know he's been dealing with some ill health in recent months, so he's determined to be there today rehearsing. And I think people are really excited and enthusiastic to get this chance to sort of applaud him tonight and thank him for all the wonderful work he's done over the years. So these awards, very important awards, annual awards presented by John Creedon. If you're not lucky enough to have a ticket to be at Vicar Street, it will be broadcast live on RT Radio 1 tonight and of course on the player with performances from people like Damien Dempsey and everybody. It's going to be a marvellous night.
It sounds like a very lively evening. And just finally, Evelyn, touching on some very sad news this morning for the world of literature, we're hearing about the death of the writer Jennifer Johnston.
Yeah, Jennifer Johnston, what an extraordinary writer, a woman who just had an amazing career. I think she's 95, 96 with this news coming. Just that, the phrase, the description I saw, Dermot Bulger had written a piece about her before, was the chronicler of, you know, Ireland's hidden civil wars. She just mined territory. She was a very sort of sympathetic, empathetic writer, looked at the landscape, looked right into the hearts of people for her novels. I mean, she was just so prolific, book after book. I had the privilege of interviewing her a number of years ago in the gallery. She was as fierce as ever. She was as smart, as bright, but funny and kind and had that slightly outsider view of Ireland and really got to the heart of so many different stories, bringing that domestic life forward, understanding the relationship, the troubled relation between people and landscape, and just a really unique, important voice. And again, you know, just somebody whose books people return to time and time again. And today it's just an amazing moment to hear this about this woman who's really been such a witness, when you think of her age, of so much change in Ireland. And she has been writing about it and thinking about it.
And she touched so many with her words, and we extend our sympathies to her family and friends. Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you for all of that.